if that theme song isn't on the nose, I don't really know what is. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Kirkcast. Episode 10, I believe, now. Should probably check the kind of thing before I start recording, but oh well, a little too late now. So yes, this is in fact going to be my recap of my 24 hours, well, not even 24 hours, of my day in Philadelphia. And I'll just start off real quick. I'm sure if you saw me on Twitter at all, you already know this, but it went really well. It was a lot of fun. Of course, it started out with we left a little later than we wanted to, but we wanted to be out by 12. By the time my mom got here and we got Grayson settled in, it was quarter of one. Not a big deal. We still have plenty of time. Traffic in the Philly, even on a Saturday in the afternoon, still pretty crappy. So any dreams I had of it about the traffic not being terrible since it wasn't a weekday or rush hour, well, unfortunately, they kind of went out the window. But again, hey, what can you do, right? And then we got into the hotel. Then we pretty quickly figured out that given all the traffic and everything, probably got to figure out where we want to eat and stuff like that. So Melissa actually remembered a place they'd wanted to go to when they were in. She and her mom were in Philadelphia for a conference either last year or earlier this year. The place is called Chickie and Pete's. Well, actually, it's called Chickie and Pete's Cafe. That ain't no cafe, though. I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it. This place was huge. Okay, so if you've ever been to a Dave and Buster's, imagine, like, you know, the floor. I'm smacking my lips again. Imagine, like, where they have, you know, the room with all the arcade games and the games and all that stuff. Now, imagine that room, instead of having all the games, has three bars, more TVs than I can even count, and probably twice as much seating as you've ever seen in a restaurant ever. This place was big. They ended up telling us it would be like 45 minutes to an hour for a table, which we didn't have that much time. We never would have made it to the show. But they did say we could go try to sit at the bar. Found two seats at the bar, got some food, really quickly too. That was nice. Melissa got, what was it? It was, crab nachos and we're talking some really good crab meat. Definitely authentic, nothing fake or anything like that, which is always good. Cause I've had, not real crab meat and that's not fun. It's not very good either. But that wasn't the case with this. This had pretty much anything we would have wanted. Very good. I got a cheesesteak because it's been a long time since I've had an authentic Philly cheesesteak. And man, when they stick like that cheese sauce on there, oh boy. It was some good food. That wasn't the lip smack. That was me like licking my lips. I'm just thinking about it. I'm hungry again. So we did that. We got out of there fairly quick. And we debated whether or not it was too early to go look for, to go to the, to Tower Shot Coffee, which is where the show was. Turns out it was a good thing we did go because parking in Philadelphia is freaking impossible. Wait, I forgot what show I'm on. Hold on. Parking in Philadelphia is fucking impossible. It was so hard to find a parking spot. We must have looked for 25, 30 minutes. And finally, we found one on like a main road. So we had to walk a couple blocks. It wasn't a bad walk, but we definitely couldn't get anywhere close to where we wanted to, just actually being, you know, on a side street or anything. We passed the coffee shop like twice. First time we were a little far away, couldn't see. The second time I drove right past it and, you know, Justin is standing right inside the room. I'm like, well, I know he's here. I know he's alive. So we finally parked, we get in there. Justin comes right up to us. He did this to everyone, but came right up to us, shook our hands and, you know, how you doing? How was your trip? Stuff like that. So that was really great. Sat down, got some coffees and just waited for the show to start. And here's the best part, you know, this was a great show and anyone who wants to can, on this Wednesday, it's going to be released. It's his actual, his podcast is Politics, Politics, Politics podcast. Since I already know what this show involves, I highly recommend everyone listen. It's really good. The show was, I think I've mentioned this before, but I can't remember. It was a blow-by-blow account of the Monica Lewinsky scandal. A blow-by-blow account. That's just funny. He also had a special guest with him, Owen J.J. Stone, a.k.a. Odakta on Twitter, if you ever heard of him. You've probably seen him. Actually, geez, he's been on. I know he's done stuff on Twitch, Lipsmack. I know he's done stuff, not Twitch, I'm sorry, Twit, with, I don't know why I want to do anything on Twit anymore. But he's been on, like, InfoWars. Like, Alex Jones has interviewed him for stuff. Don't ask me why. I'm pretty sure he wasn't agreeing with anything Alex Jones said, and I haven't seen the appearance, but. So that was a great show. They had a great time. I won't give away anything about it because I really think everyone should go listen. And he basically wrapped up the show by saying, all right, let's go have some drinks at the bar. We probably got to the bar about nine-ish or so. It's probably about right. I left at 1. Melissa and I left at 1. Yeah, maybe 12. 12, I'm sorry. We were actually very much passed out by 1. so we were there for a good 3 hours. Now, personally, I didn't go up and talk to him or anything. There was a lot, and there was actually quite a turnout there. We filled up the coffee shop, so he was very happy about that. Looks like he will be doing events like this in the future, so that's great. Hopefully, I'll get to see another one someday. So there were a lot of people there. Now, I didn't not participate in the conversation, you know, as much as I could. We actually ended up in this tiny, the place was actually called the Dive Bar, and the name did not disappoint. That, my friends, was a dive bar. That bathroom is scary shit, let me tell you right now. The men's room was not fun. I went once and said, well, if I gotta pee again, we're going back to the hotel. Pretty much what happened, too. but it was nice because we could all kind of, you know, stay in one area. And apparently, the guy who recommended it, he said, now look, you're gonna think I'm crazy here, but if we go to any other bar in the city right now, we're not gonna be able to hear a word anyone says. And I could totally believe that. So that was cool. At one point, Melissa said that I wasn't really talking to anyone. I was listening more. I like to listen more than talk. But someone who was there actually did. I did actually strike a conversation with someone. His name was Kyle. Kyle does both a tech podcast and a wrestling podcast. How freaking cool is that? So, of course, Melissa says, Jason talks about wrestling on his show, which I, of course, corrected and said that David was primarily the wrestling talker. But that I did say that there's, you know, maybe I'll try to catch some of Survivor Series, which is actually already starting right now. Won't be able to watch it tonight, but maybe tomorrow. A certain someone I know is watching right now, so maybe I could watch right now. But I digressed anyways. So we got to talking. Just kind of trade information about our podcast and stuff. So told him about Podvocacy. And he actually, okay, so his tech podcast is called Industry 4.0. It's him and a bunch of other people. I've already listened to it a little bit because I wanted to, you know, he's a really cool guy. I wanted to hear his stuff. And it sounds really well produced and stuff like that. And I went on iTunes and I said, hey, this is a good podcast. Everyone should listen. Gave it a 5-star rating. Now his wrestling podcast is actually called On Air with Keenan and Kyle. And his most recent episode with actually Kyle and his 10-year-old son talking about wrestling, which I think that's freaking awesome. That's great. Apparently, he's kind of developing the idea of doing a show where one week him and his son talk about the kayfabe side of wrestling, and then the next week is him going into like the dirt sheet side of it. And even Melissa thought that sounded like a great idea. And she does listen to podcasts, but wrestling isn't her thing at all. She's like, I would listen to that just to hear a 10-year-old talk about wrestling. I think that would be cool. So I hope he does that. And if he does, I'll push on here because that's great. So that was really cool. And, you know, I did get to talk to Justin a little bit. Awesome guy. I don't think I fanboyed out too much, but I could have. Who knows? I might not be the best judge of whether I did or not. Melissa didn't seem to think I was too bad, so. But it was just great. It was meeting him and being able to, the energy of the live show and everything. It was just, I was so glad I was able to do it. And, you know, like I alluded to in the last episode, between that and the podcast between Joe Rogan and Dan Carlin, which Jeremy earlier today said, I guess I should see, this is the hard part about podcasting because, like, on Podvocacy, we talk about Joe. On here, I talk about Jeremy and Joe and all those people. Someone new listening to the show doesn't know what any of these people are, so I'll just specify. My Paladins of Voltron co-host, Jeremy, said that he listened to the Dan Carlin, Joe Rogan podcast, and he thought it was fantastic. So between that and the live show and everything, I'm fired up, man. Like, I'm pumped to go. So doing this show is great. And I can't wait to do Pogwazi tomorrow. And then Tuesday, I'll probably have to record another Kirkcast. Wednesday will be Paladins of Voltron. However, like I said, I will link to the politics, because it's a really good recap of the whole Monica Lewinsky thing. And it is great. Can't wait. So some fun stuff coming up this week. It was a lot of fun. I'll probably talk about some more on Pogwazi tomorrow. But so exciting. I'm so glad we got to do it. Grayson had an absolute blast with his grandmother overnight, which was fantastic. It's a good weekend. It's a great weekend. And I have to wake up at 5:30 in the morning tomorrow because I got to go into work early because I got a dentist thing tomorrow. And at least the weekend was fun, right? So, yeah, pretty much. So this is day 19 of November. This is the 19th day of November. I haven't missed a day yet. I won't miss tomorrow. At least I shouldn't. If something happens with Pogwazi, I'll have to figure something out, but I won't miss tomorrow. I'm almost done. 10 more of these after today, and that's all she wrote. Got to figure out something to continue this with, because I'm having too much fun doing this kind of stuff. So hopefully I can really find something that I can do on a regular basis and keep with it. So I'm going to go ahead and close it out here. And like I said, anything I forgot to mention, I will talk about tomorrow night on Pogwazi, and I'm looking forward to talking to David. So, all right, well, that's going to pretty much do it for me. And I just want to thank everyone for listening. And look for us tomorrow night on Pogwazi. And until then, wait, how's it go? Oh, I remember now. Until next time, Internet. We'll be right back.